Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This caller does not need to be in the Kissmas Protection Program. In fact, she's going to say it with her chest. So please pull up to the show. Saucy Sandra. And she's going to trigger me because today's Am I the Jerk involves cup holders and the middle console in a car and who owns it.
Okay.
And listen, I am not the jerk.
Okay. Well,
she said, let me preface.
Obviously, you're not the jerk.
Let me set the scene,
tell us. Saucy, go at it. You're out of the gates. Go.
Okay. So every day, I let the other guy drive the CV.
You're a landscaper. Let's start with there.
I'm a landscaper.
You're working with all these guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the CV has three cup holders.
Work truck.
So a really big center console.
Got it.
The guy that drives says the whole center console is his.
No.
I don't get any of it.
Like arm space and cup holders, all included.
He says
all of it.
You can't even
put. And on top of that, he even told me the other day that in airplanes, the middle person gets both armrests. I'm like, you are so ridiculous. Anyway.
Oh, he said the person on an airplane gets. Okay, now you're pushing.
My man got different logic. He's got
different logic.
These are different arguments, though.
Yeah, true.
Because I might
fight
the airplane one. But this one
I'll digress on that one.
This one is something, when you told us you had an Am I the Jerk, I was like, Saucy, we got to have you on for this. Because it wasn't even the console that set me off. It was when he said you couldn't have any of the cup holders. Because, girl, let me tell you, I have two cup holders in my center console. And even though I always have two drinks, water and Diet Coke, always.
Or coffee as well.
And coffee sometimes. I will pull one out for my children. My children!
You give them a cup holder?
If they need one, because there are two, and let's be real, it's not fair to make the person. No, they should get one. DZ.
No.
Hold on, I got questions, because normally we don't have the person that's the subject of Am I the Jerk on the line to, you know, ask and divulge information from. Mm-hmm. Saucy, is there cup holders in the door or the handle anywhere else in the vehicle that you could possibly...
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so the cup holders in the door are kind of really
junky. They suck.
Oh, but there are cup holders.
It's just a wide open space, and you really can't fit your cup in.
Nope.
Now,
unless you got the slim bottle.
I will give this information. I, like Allie, have two drinks.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're a multiple drink person.
But there's three cup holders. Why does he need one?
Maybe they're a multiple drink person, too.
Come on.
However, I will always hold my coffee in my hand.
Okay.
And then my water cup.
This is so what I do with my kids.
I will put that into the cup holder.
Yep.
He'll get in the car when he's moving the trailer or moving the truck to get closer to where we are to pick up the stuff.
Sure.
And my drink will dump out of the cup holder.
Oh, God.
And he tells me, well, it's your fault because It's all mine. It's not even yours. You shouldn't even have your car.
Wait, is he dumping it on purpose, or is he just like driving crazy and it shifts and falls?
Okay, got it. Okay, so the question is he the jerk for using the center console in all three cup holders? He claims that that's all his and your work truck, and I'm like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, my guy.
And he takes control of the radio.
Saucy. I think you're about to hate me, Sauce.
So he's trying to control you.
He's not the jerk.
Yes.
Get out of my studio. No, I say it now like DZ doesn't work here. I'm like, I can't stand you anymore.
Go home. Oh, thank God. Bye.
Come back when you have a better idea.
Oh, yes. I get to leave early.
Better answer.
My plan worked out. Off day. No, but hear me out. Hear me out, Sauce.
DZ.
He's driving.
I'm hearing you.
Every single day. The trailer is an issue. Driving with anything hitched is hard. This man is already stressed in his life.
Oh, please.
All he's saying is,
I need my stress-free zone being the console where my drinks are and for me to have control. Now, you're making him drive every single day, Saucy. Why don't you drive? Because when you drive, guess who's got control of the whole whip?
Even if I did drive, the boys are always excited to drive the big trucks and everything.
Of course, we don't care.
They all want to drive all the time, and hey, I'll be passenger princess. Uh-huh. I enjoy it.
You know what? I agree, if you want to drive, but here's the thing. Three cup holders and you don't get one, he's out of his mind, and you can tell him Alex said that. Does he even have anything in them?
He has his Red Bull.
That's it. Yeah.
He's only got one drink.
His Red Bull.
He's a jerk.
Aww,
so, okay. Does the person driving get the center console and the three cup holders?
Low key, though, at the end of the day, whoever's driving gets full rights. Whoever's driving is the captain of the ship and decides what the music is playing and what we do with the center consoles. I'm sorry.
I am in for a give and take. Mm-hmm. It's either you get the center console or you get control of the radio.
Which one is it? No, I think...
You can't have
driver,
both.
Nope, driver Listen. Has driver has full domain, okay. Saucy.
414-533-1037. Saucy, I hear you, and DZ does not, obviously. Because he doesn't have drinks like us and understand how important this is.
I really don't. I don't get in the car with beverages.
Here's what I'm going to say before we take our callers. Even if the person driving gets all the cup holders and the console, which I get when I drive my kids...
That's the captain's chair.
To not offer them makes you the jerk as a person. It's the moral dilemma. So that's why I'm not being a jerk to my kids. I'm not going to go buy them a drink and go, now hold it and that one
too. Now you got to hold it the whole time.
No, 1,000% will make them hold it the whole time.
Well, okay. I can't wait till Sammy or Danny are in the front seat. Let me see.
Boy, they ain't never riding in no front seat. Are you kidding me?
They will be old enough one day, Danny.
One day.
My point is, yes, you may own it, but you're a jerk if you don't share it. How's that?
Thank you.
How's that?
Nah.
You're selfish.
I'm dead. Hey, selfish don't make you a jerk. Sorry.
Yes, it does.
Nope. I'll argue this one all day.
Saucy's trying to mess with us. You know what? Don't take the bait.
Thank you
don't
for trying to get my goat.
You know what, Saucy?
Too late.
You're the jerk for thinking that you have any access to cup holders in someone else's work truck.
I love you too, DZ.
Even after his wrong answer. Okay, Saucy,
exactly.
Love you.
Bye. Bye, guys.
People are texting in. DZ, wait till those boys are older. You lose all rights in the car. Listen, we do fight over the radio sometimes, like, you know, and I'm like, oh, no.
I can only imagine.
You can imagine.
Oh, I can only imagine what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. I'm just being petitious right now, y'all.
Well, Rick from Milwaukee said, jerk, driver gets the radio, but the cup holders are split. That's the thing. The fact that the guy's saying he gets all three cup holders is really getting me going.
I'm trying to imagine the work truck, and I'm trying to I'm sure I can.
It's huge.
The cup holders must suck. Period. They must suck.
No, it's like I had this happened in the back of my car where there's two. If you put the cup holder thing down in the middle,
the armrest.
And there's one of us bigger than the other. So one time I put a coffee in there that didn't fit and it
spilled.
Flew.
Yep.
And I was like, how can these not suction?
You know,
my
them
cup?
Giant big gulp cups. Oh, bro, I'm almost willing to bet that Saucy be loading up that giant big gulp cup. And then, that's hard. That's going to tip over. That's going to annoy me because then the work truck is dirty and we got to clean that out. Your drink, we got to clean out.
All right, the texts are going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Donna Muskego. Talked to you and added a middle name, which is not your middle name. She added Marie. She said, D. Marie Z.
Hey, yo.
That is what is wrong with the world. Give a holder to your passenger.
Not the Marie, not the middle name.
She gave you the D. Marie Z.
She gave me her middle name.
I was dying.
That's all right.
Good. So Saucy Sandra called in and asked, who's the jerk? Because her work truck, she's a landscaper. Mm-hmm. And so the guy that drives the big work truck, they have three cup holders and a big center console, and he wants
all three cup holders and the center middle. Console.
And she's like, no. And I
and the radio.
I think he's a jerk. But let's go to the phone. Should we start with one of the regulars?
Yeah.
Let's start with Ryan in Calabama. I mean, come on. I'm dying to see if he's going to go against his homie.
It really feels on how he woke up this morning, because it could go either way.
Good morning.
Well, you heard Saucy on the phone. Who's the jerk? Because we all know it's the guy.
Wow, we all know that Saucy can be a jerk sometimes.
Who asked you, Ryan?
The dude's a jerk for trying to take over the truck.
Okay,
I agree.
He's a passenger princess, but that doesn't mean that you got to take over the truck.
It's too much. Trying to take over three cup holders and the center console, now you're just being a jerk.
And what's the story? Yeah. Why do you need all three cup holders? I get it.
Because
now,
they're trying to mess with her.
It's your domain.
You're being a jerk. You're driving. You're not trying to make anyone's life better. You're just trying to make everybody irritated.
If I was working with Saucy, I'd want four cup holders. So...
just to make sure she got to hold all her drinks.
Listen, I don't work with Saucy. I sometimes I use all four in my car.
That's what I'm saying, G. People come with that many drinks.
I know.
I am surprised that you don't use them every day, Allie, the way I watched you walk into the studio.
I do.
It is every day. Ryan, that's the thing. Yeah. It is every day.
That's why I feel like I'm being nice when I give my children one, because I already have four drinks.
But do you want to? But do you want to?
No, but I do, because I'm not a jerk.
See, you don't want to, and he doesn't have to. He's standing on business and he's being 10 toes. You can't call him a jerk for that.
Why this guy?
He's a jerk.
Ryan says he's a jerk. Bye, DZ.
Love you, Ryan.
Love, bro.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Anna texted in Milwaukee, big fat jerk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the fat part.
Carl in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. My car, my cup holders.
Thank you, Carl.
I want to share, then you're blessed. Hold your cup. Ha ha. Carl.
Somebody gets it. If I want to share, you're blessed. It don't make me a jerk.
Get out of here.
I want my drinks.
Because you gave me one cup holder out of three I owe you. Forget
you're blessed.
You.
Like Carl said, you're blessed. Be thankful.
What's next? This too shall pass? You gonna do another motivational quote next?
Hang in there. Better times and days ahead.
I can't stand you now. All right, go to the back to the phones. Forget it. Nikki's in West Dallas. I can't. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Is the guy Saucy works with a jerk for taking all three cup holders and the center console?
He's a jerk.
Thank you.
The center console, I understand. Because if my arm is on it, keep your arm off.
Thank you. Yep.
Not if it's huge, though. Why can't we both have our arm on it if it's big?
We don't know how big this guy is. Let's be honest. The bigger the dude, the bigger the space you need. And if you just like being a little wide when you drive, man, I'm wide when I drive. That's just how it is. My car, my drive. If I'm on the steering wheel, get up off my center console.
You guys are so wrong. Anyway, what you were saying, Nikki.
You get that top corner, maybe. You're blessed. Be thankful.
I understand what DZ is saying about you don't know how big the guy is, mm-hmm. but still, the center console is the driver's. The cup holder should be shared. This is a work vehicle, not his own vehicle.
True.
So you're in your workspace that you have to share with others. So share your cup holders.
It's a sharing. It's a community space at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's not making sense.
Because it's a work truck. Whoever texted in, driver picks the music, passenger shuts his cake hole. Forget you guys.
Thank you, texter.
It better be Allie and DZ then. That's all I got to say.
That's the only request.
I'll make you shut your cake hole. If it's not.
Yeah, music when I'm in the car with my kids. If it's my vehicle, we're listening to my music.
Yeah, no question.
If I'm in the car with my kids, in their vehicles, then I'm stuck listening to their music, and then I'm, suffering.
You know.
Whoever texted in toxic masculinity, I don't think this is toxic masculinity. I think it's just a guy being a jerk to a female. I don't know.
I think it's just a guy being a jerk. I don't think. I feel like you do it to a guy too. I don't think it's got nothing to do with Saucy.
I don't think it's because Saucy's a female. I think it's because she's spicy.
Yeah.
She's zesty.
She's saucy.
That's why. Of course, she's saucy. Thank you.
DZ, you sound like you're moving over to he's a jerk.
He is.
No, wait, not the jerk,
yes,
not the jerk.
You just said it.
You just said it.
Goodbye, Nikki.
Nikki, you're a genius. Love you. Thanks
you
for calling.
You guys have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye. Too, bye.
Whitney and Racine texted in to 414-533-1037, said, "Big jerk, would you rather I accidentally spill my drink all over the place or just share one?" Okay.
If the drink's spilling anyway, though, she's got to take... Man, listen, if your drink's spilling every time it's in that cup holder because it's not a good size, you cannot use the cup holder.
Oh, this is genius. Whoever said Saucy should get a booster seat that has cup holders for herself so she can sit in the... She can sit in the booster seat.
Why,
she's
why
only 5 feet tall.
Why y'all got a gun on Saucy's height
it's
like that?
It's not even like it's a bad idea because she's tiny.
Oh, y'all know she's short.
And she lost all that weight. She's little.
That's
she's
somebody
like
5 feet
her. Tall.
That's somebody that knows her. Ain't
she
no way.
She can totally get a freaking...
Put Saucy in the car seat, dog.
With cup holders.
Problem solved. I know this wasn't about solutions, but Saucy, problem solved.
I love this so much. Okay, last but not least, he is on day 5. Welcome to the Regulars Club. We do not... No, we do have some... Do we have anyone in Tulsa?
In Tulsa?
Wait.
Are you our first Tulsa?
Oh, my gosh. Brandon in Wauwatosa. Good morning.
Yo, yo. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
But, yeah, this guy is a jerk,
Thank
man.
You.
You gonna sweep
you.
It out? It is a jerk.
Hallelujah.
He's a jerk. Look, I mean, I understand, you know, the city councilor, you know, you're in the community... A community vehicle. You working together. You got to share.
True.
You got to share, man.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
She sent me a picture of her drink. It is a big one, but it fits.
That's a giant cup. That bad boy's falling.
Sausage needs a booster seat. That got me rolling right now.
Well, it was a good visual, and you know what I'm talking about.
Saucy's 5 foot nothing.
Oh, and she said the guy driving is not big. He's tiny, 160 soaking wet.
Aww. He was that short, but now I do.
No, Saucy's tiny.
I was imagining some 6'5", 300-pounder. Nah, Brad, but... Boy,
the guy driving is 160, and Saucy's probably 120. Let's be real. She's 5 feet tall.
Yeah. Saucy, you but drive
overall,
today.
Overall, yeah, you got to share it. You guys are in the work. You're working together.
Yeah.
Why are you starting up something in the morning like this? You work together, you know?
The logic of the work truck is fair, man. Yeah. If it was my car, different rules, but it's a shared space. It's
a
shared space.
Saucy's people are texting in. Eden in Waukesha said, "I'm friends with Saucy. I work at the gas station she buys her coffee from. It's a normal size cup, and he's a massive jerk for being a guy who thinks he can run the show."
They be coming in for her defense. Let me stop talking. I didn't know Saucy had hitters like
Saucy
that.
Saucy loves that we said she should get a booster seat. She's messaging me as we're talking about her. She said, "That's the best of booster seat." Dude, we could get her one. Let's
What's
do
up?
It.
Let's get buy it on Amazon. Why
we
not?
Need a bike drive when you can do a booster seat drive.
No, we need the bikes.
We need the bikes.
Brandon. Right,
thanks for calling, Brandon.
Thank you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Listen.
Be careful and always do your best.
Thank
you. Man. Appreciate that.
Thank you. You got your own theme song.
Words.
We'll get it on tomorrow for you, okay?
Got you, man. Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Whew.
That is it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Wow.
The guy driving's the jerk for taking all three cup holders.
Weak jerk at that.
Big, thank you, because I would have lost my mind if you guys went any other way, because I am very passionate about the cup holders like Saucy.
Is it too late to change my answer? I don't want nobody at
DZ.
My neck. I don't want nobody at my neck. Saucy, you're
DZ.
Not the jerk. We love you.
Thank you. There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.